Another huge week and, of course, weekend of footy on Channel 9. The coverage of the Manly Roosters game begins tomorrow night at 7. Same start time on Saturday night as well. Heading up the wide world of sports team is James Bracey, of course, who's on the line. Morning, Brace.
Hey, Matt. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, and thank you for your time because I know you've got a busy weekend ahead. It must be incredible to think that this final series playing out the way that it is. And I just had a chat with the mayor of Mackay who just can't wait for it. So an entirely different year, Brace, leads us to an entirely different final series. We've had to get used to adjusting.
Oh, haven't we ever? It's been one hell of a ride. I mean, I think we all came out of last year's season sort of going, whew, okay, Origin in November. Yep, that was strange. But look, next year it'll all be restored. We'll be back to normal. But it's been anything but this year. And some roller coaster. I mean, we had all three Origin matches in Queensland, as I'm sure you spoke to the Mayor of Mackay about. Now here we are with the back end of the year up there, final series all up there, and Mackay all of a sudden the scene for a couple of games this weekend before we head to the big stadium that is Suncorp. And, you know, from us, from a broadcasting perspective, having to stop taking the show on the road, we've been all out of studio and trying to revolutionise the way we do things from Sydney for the games that are so far away. But you adjust, you get on with it, and hey, at least we've had the footy to enjoy.
Yeah, and you make a good point there. I mean, a lot of TV broadcasting is done remotely these days. That's just the way that it's been. It's been done that way for quite a while. But it's always hard to get the feel of a game when you're in a studio somewhere. The best part for you and for your team is that you've still got people on the ground, of course, and you've got so many people around you and with you who understand the game in and out. How much do you lean on your experts in times like this?
Yeah, more than ever. I mean, you're right. When you're at the event, you can, you know, you thrive off that atmosphere, and that can generate a lot of the energy, a lot of the discussion, and the feel of what's going on there. But when you're removed and you're in a studio, it's more of the pressure is on them and making sure I'm going to them on the right things. But these, as you say, they're guys that have been there, done that. Even with the commentary that we're doing from our studio setup, they're not just getting the TV feed that everyone's getting at home. We've got a couple of other tellies in front of them that have got different angles, wider shots, so they can see how plays are being set up that might not necessarily be coming through on the broadcast that we're getting at home as well. So we've tried to expand the experience to make it feel as live as possible for our commentators, which in turn, hopefully, comes across in the broadcast as though we're almost there. As you mentioned too, the guys that are on the ground in Queensland, you know, we've got from Jonathan Thurston to Cam Smith, Fatty, and Peter Basaltis calling up there as well, Darren Lockyer, and the great king that is Wally Lewis as well. So we've been milking them for all they're worth, and our reporter Emma Lawrence has been sidelined for us.
Yeah. What about Fatty, mate? Fatty would be happy if it stayed that way all the time.
The only thing he's complaining about at the moment is the fact he's doing more than one game a weekend. He's usually enjoying being on the couch for most of them and then just lobs in for years. He had to drive up to Mackay the other day and then I think up to Rocky too and wasn't happy. He's like, what's this all about? But he's the best. He is the best. He hasn't had to hop on a plane all year. And you know, one thing that Fat brings, he always senses the mood. He's so good at reading it, and he brings the entertainment value to it. It's been fun hearing him alongside some of the greats this year.
One of the points that you just made there, Brace, is an interesting one too, about setting up some different angles for the experts of the game. We're talking, you know, you've got the legends of the game alongside you. What it does, in my opinion, when I see this, is I see what the experts are looking at away from the ball. They'll say, hey, give us a camera angle that has the whole field, not just the ones that you and I are sitting there watching when we see it at home, because they often go looking and searching in different parts of the game and the field for what they need to explain. It's quite extraordinary to watch them in action.
It is. The amount of times I've been at games and standing in the commentary box behind them all, and I'm watching the game, looking where the ball is, just sitting, loving the fact that I'm standing behind Rabs, Joey, Gus, Stello doing their commentary. And then I'll look at Joey, and he's looking 30, yeah, 40 metres away from where I'm looking. What's he looking at? And then all of a sudden, bang, he picks something up and he's off. And then he'll turn, pull his mic away and be yelling to our comm box producer. Sometimes you can hear it bleed through on the mic. High shot, high shot. And he wants on the next replay the high shot to be shown so he can explain what he's seen that's led up to that particular play, whether it's a try, a penalty, whatever. It is remarkable, and that's why they're the best in the business. And I'm just a hack, as you know, Matt. We just get to go on the ride with them.
Yeah, we sit there, they make us look good, mate. You hold it together so wonderfully well. Now, Billy Slater, of course, it appears as though next year you're going to lose Billy in some capacity because he'll be heading up the State of Origin. Just give us an insight into Billy the bloke, because he's the kind of guy that gets on your nerves because he's bloody good at everything, isn't he?
He lobbed in. I'll never forget this. He lobbed in for his first day at work. It was the start of season, must have been 2 years ago, straight out of retirement. And they have the big broadcast meetings where, you know, the director stands there, goes through the whole rundown with all the behind-the-scenes crew. And you're talking dozens and dozens, up to 100 people that are involved in a broadcast, depending on how big it is. And they're usually the ex-footy players, they're rocking off at the last minute onto the sideline, into the comm box, and they just do their thing. There's Billy at the back of the meeting with his rundown, a pen, taking notes, listening to everything that's said, walks up to the commentary box, sits down, he's got all the notes spread out, and it hasn't changed to this day. I couldn't believe it. The professionalism that he'd shown on the field and clearly offered as a player, straight into his commentary. He just lives and breathes it. Always wants to know how things are getting constructed in our pre-match coverage. All right, Brace, we're talking about this. How are you going to come to me? All right, well, I'm thinking da 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 da. And he reminds me so much of Peter Sterling. It's just, it's unbelievable the similarities between the two there. You know, everything they say has meaning. They think through everything they're going to say because they want it to have impact and they don't just want to make noise. And they're the utmost professionals. I think, Billy, you'd be the kind of guy that could, like Sterling, even be a host down the track. But obviously, you know, he's a great of the game and he's a Queensland legend. So I've got no doubt he could juggle the two. It'd be a big ask, but we've seen Freddie able to do it. Yeah, there's just a few things he's clearly got to sort out. The logistics, living in Melbourne, if you're coaching Queensland, could be a conundrum. But the utmost professional, and it's been a joy to be working with him.
Yeah, well, Freddie gives us good access throughout Origin time. So if it's Billy in the other box, I think we could go some good head-to-head on-camera stuff there throughout State of Origin. But that's down the track. What are you making of this weekend? What are you looking forward to the most in the two games that we've got, Manly v Roosters and then Penrith v Para?
I know Panthers fans might not agree with me, but I kind of like the way it's all fallen, Matt, after the opening week. Just, you know, with the Rabbitohs win, it's shaking things up a little bit. And, you know, to see, you know, this is a blockbuster, I think. Fourth playing fifth in Manly and the Roosters Friday night to kick off the weekend. Anything could happen there. I mean, Turbo and Teddy going head-to-head. That's just one of the mouth-watering matchups you got. And then to Saturday to see Penrith and Parramatta facing off, I just love it. I love it. I love that we're not getting the same grand final as last year. And as Gus dubbed it on Saturday night, welcome to the hatred games. Every match that we're about to get in the rest of the finals, it's all just great rivalries. It's teams that just don't like each other. This week, next week, and then hopefully it's the case for the grand final.
Hey, I've been asking our listeners this morning about some trying to piece together, Brace, a good pack with the focus on a lot of the star backs that we're going to see this weekend. What about the engine room? Is there a forward that pops out, a name that pops out that you go, I'd put him straight in? Well, you love to watch.
Well, I thought Victor was unreal last weekend. He is fun to watch because, you know, they always talk about these effort plays. He's just always going. Attack, defence, whatever. He just wants to be where the ball is, and he goes at a million miles an hour. It costs him a few matches every now and then, but he's by far and away my favourite out there at the moment when he's actually on the field. But hey, Jared Weir-Hargreaves is another one for the Roosters. You know, I just love the backstory there, coming through the Manly system, and then here he is up against them, going head-to-head for a chance to get into a prelim. But Victor all the way for me. Can't get enough of the inflictor.
All right. Yeah, good on you, mate. Look, you're doing a terrific job guiding the team around the park every weekend, of course, and this one's another huge one. Begins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, same start time on Saturday night. James Bracey, enjoy the weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Matty. Thanks for having me on, mate. Enjoy the footy.
No worries at all. There he is, James Bracey, one of the absolute best, and he'll be front and centre on Channel 9's coverage. Now, he just mentioned Victor Radley, so I played this a little bit earlier. I was sitting there watching the news last night, and this popped up. Victor talking to Danny Widler about his love for teammate James Tedesco.
I just copy him. I follow him around and just puppet him. I just do that.
Not a bad thing.
Nah, mate, he's a freak, so. I prefer Teddy, yeah. I might be biased, but I'd have Teddy any day of the week.
Why?
Because he's the GOAT, man. I love him. I do love him, so. I want to play with him, room with him. He won't let me out of his house anymore, but I wish I could.
Man crush, eh?
Yeah, yeah. He's a legend.
Well, has Teddy got an AVO out on Victor Radley or something? It was great to see that side of the Inflictor on Nine News last night. Now, thanks again to James Bracey. We'll take a break. Plenty of text to get through. 0457 736 736 is the text line, or 1300 01 1170. Keep those forwards coming. Let's take a trip down memory lane yet again.